Great to you, God. Jesus, we love. Jesus, we love. Oh,
worthy, worthy is God.
Jesus, we love.
Worthy are you, Lord.
Worthy is the Lamb.
Worthy is the
like it when we tell you, God.
Wake up, wake up, you should
wake up. Like it when we tell you, God.
He should pay the.
Want to hear my voice say,
pay.
Where I wanna
Holy Spirit, we just say we love you, God. Thank you, Jesus. We engage you this morning, Lord. We are delighted to be in your presence, Lord, and honored that you have chosen this time and this space to spend with us, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It is nothing in our strength that we can make you come, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We just cry out. We cry out, Lord, and you draw close to us, Lord. For love's sake. For love's sake. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you for loving us so well, God. Worship you, Jesus. You are worthy of our voices. You are worthy of our cries. You are worthy of our eyes this morning, God, our attention. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He is Lord.
He is Lord.
He is risen.
他已从死里复活，为他是主。 万心要归拜，万口要承认耶稣基督是主。
And he is Lord.
他是主。
Let's just take a moment to pray over God's word, amen.
那我们先, 做一个祷告, 求主来祝福他的话语。
God speaks to us through his word powerfully, amen.
愿神借着他的话向我们说有力量的话语。
If we approach it with faith, so let's ask the Lord just to help us to receive from the scriptures, because mostly what we're going to do is read several scriptures.
让我们用信心来领受他的话。 今天早上我们要读许多的经节。
Amen. Lord, we just ask you, God, just speak to us today.
主啊，我们求你向我们说话。
Bless your word, make it apply to our life, make it give us ears to hear it, Lord.
祝福你的话语，给我们可听的耳朵，让我们走到找到可走的道路。
So we, God, we earnestly seek you that you would just speak to us.
主啊，我们专心寻求你，求你向我们说话。
Talk to us today, Lord.
主啊，今天向我说话。
God, let everything that comes forth be done by your Spirit, Lord.
愿每一件事都是你圣灵的工作。
God, just bless every bit of truth here and just help us, Lord, to be able to receive it and apply it.
祝福你话中的真理，让我们有一个受教的心，并且知道如何实行在生活里。
God, we just ask you bless the congregation today just to embrace what you're saying to them.
主啊，祝福你的会众，你的百姓，叫我们拥抱你的话语。
God, bless my mind and my mouth as I communicate these things, that they would be done and said in the right spirit, Lord.
主啊，祝福我的心思，我的口才，好叫我能够按照你的旨意来发表。
God, we just tremble before your word. We don't want to share it in a wrong way, in any way, Lord.
在你宝贵话语的面前，我们恐惧战惊，不让我们随自己的意思来解说。
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God.
谢谢你，主耶稣。
Thank you, God. Just draw us closer to yourself.
将我们吸引到你的身边。
God, just stir us by your spirit that we would be discerning and awake in this dark day.
主啊，愿你在我们里面搅动我们的灵，好叫我们在这末后的世代知道警醒，能够清醒的度日。
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So,
Amen.
Today I want to talk to you about Satan's favorite lie.
今天我要跟你们分享魔鬼最擅长、最喜欢的谎言。
In the Gospel of John, it refers to Satan as being the father of lies.
在约翰福音里，他描述魔鬼就是说谎人的父。
Amen.
Amen.
And he is always speaking lies. He is always attempting to deceive us and draw us away from the Lord.
魔鬼最喜欢的就是向我们说谎，而且吸引我们离开神的身边。
But there are some things that he says, some lies that he tempts us with that are often the very same lie he says over and over and over again.
那魔鬼最常用的那些谎言呢，他是一再的使用的。
So that's why I've titled my message Satan's Favorite Lie.
所以我的题目就叫做魔鬼最喜欢或最擅长的谎言。
There's a lie that Satan tempted Adam and Eve with in the garden.
在伊甸园里他用谎言欺骗了亚当与夏娃。
There's a lie that all through the Gospels and the Epistles that the Lord warns us about.
在四个福音书里，在许多使徒的书信里面，也常常警告我们关于魔鬼的谎言。
And we need to rightly identify what those lies are.
所以我们必须能够很正确的、立刻的察觉出这些是什么样的谎言。
We need to be discerning in these days, so we recognize when that lie is coming at us, maybe packaged a little differently.
所以我们要有能力分辨，虽然它也许每一次来说包装有一点不同。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So we're living in dark and challenging days.
我们活在一个黑暗而充满挑战的时代。
I don't know in my during my life if I've ever witnessed a time when I saw the Word of God attacked, you know, so consistently as today.
我想我活在一个时代是以前我没有想到的，就是神的话不断的是在被攻击之中。
We are challenged on every side and receive many mixed messages.
我们在每一方面都受到挑战，受到各种混杂的信息。
Are we recognizing how the enemy is working overtime to deceive us and to twist the truth and to attack God's word?
我们有没有领悟到一件事，就是魔鬼在加班啊工作，要将神的话混淆啊，叫我们不明白。
Are you seeing this? Are you recognizing that this is happening more and more often?
你们有没有觉得这样的事情是越来越常发生在我们的生活里？
And we must not assume that we are immune.
不要认为说我们是有免疫力的。
That we are immune to the deception of the enemy.
不要觉得说哦，我对仇敌是有免疫力的。
In Matthew 24, when Jesus was describing what the last days would be like,
在马太福音24章，当主耶稣对门徒描述末后的世代的光景的时候，
Yes, in Matthew 24,
在马太24章，
Turn there.
你们可以翻到马太24章，如果你有圣经的话。
The disciples of Jesus,
就是主耶稣的门徒，
They asked Jesus, what will be the signs of the last days.
他们跑来问耶稣说末后的世代有什么样的预兆呢？
And It says, verse 3, now as he sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately saying, tell us, when will these things happen? And what will be the sign of your coming and the end of the age?
门徒当耶稣坐在橄榄山上的时候，他们悄悄地来问主，说这些事什么时候会有，有怎样的预兆呢？
So the disciples are asking Jesus, how can we tell when you're going to come again?
意思就是说，我们怎么知道你什么时候再来呢？
What will be the signs of the times?
那样的世代有什么预兆呢？
Man, it was very hot this week, wasn't it?
像譬如说这个礼拜很热，不是吗？
Almost made us think summer was here, right?
我们都会误以为觉得夏天到了。
We often discern what season it is by the temperature. Is it hot or is it cold?
我们从就着气温来判断我们现在在四季中的哪一季。
We just naturally think about things this way. We evaluate them and discern what season it is.
我们很自然就这样的来辨别我们所在的季节。
The disciples wanted to know when they could expect the end of the age to come.
同样的，门徒就想知道说什么时候末世来到。
And the very first thing that Jesus said,
当然后主耶稣回答的第一件事，
the very first sign,
他说第一个兆头，
he says, take heed,
他说要注意啊。
Be careful,
小心。
Be watchful,
要警醒。
Be alert.
要有警觉
that no one deceives you.
不要让任何人欺骗你
Three or four different times in this message in Matthew 24,
在24章马太福音24章中有三四处
Jesus warns us, don't be deceived.
主耶稣警告我们不要上当了不要受欺了
Don't listen to the lies of the enemy.
不要听仇敌来的谎言。
Don't be tricked by false signs.
不要被那个错误的预兆给欺骗了。
Amen?
阿们吗？
Well, we still think, well, I would never be deceived.
我们可能觉得说，哦，我永远不会上当受骗。
Has anybody ever thought that to yourself?
在座有没有哪一位有这样的自信的？
I would never have that problem.
我不会有那种问题的。
I'm afraid if we think that kind of thought,
我很怕当我们有这样的想法的时候
we may already be in trouble, isn't that right?
我们可能已经步入错误了。阿们吗？
So Satan in John 8:44 is described as the father of lies.
所以在约翰福音八章四十四节的时候，约翰描述魔鬼是说谎之人的父亲。
We must stay alert and discerning so we can be ready for the Lord's return.
所以我们要警醒，这样我们才能预备主的再来。
Satan loves to take and misinterpret the actions of God.
仇敌最喜欢帮我们误解神的作为。
God gives a promise.
神给一个应许。
And the enemy takes the delay in answering that promise.
那仇敌就会说，因为神一直迟迟没有应许。
To confuse us.
就来混淆我们的信心。
He tries to tell us that because there is a delay.
就是因为神延迟了他的应许。
That God is denying keeping that promise.
所以神是不会实现他的应许的。
Who of us that have followed the Lord for a while.
对我们那些已经花了一段时日跟随主的人
have learned that God's delay
我们都明白有的时候神延迟
is not God's denial
不是他的拒绝或失信
Amen, you pray
你祷告
You sow a seed in prayer
你撒种了借着祷告你撒了种子了
But it takes a little bit of time sometimes for that answer to grow up and be received
但是你需要容许一些时间让那个种子能够发展出来
We learn that the delay that the time of delay that it takes for something to be produced is not a denial
我们知道撒了种给它时间让它生长生出有果子是需要时间的这不代表它不生长
How many times do we give up on the promises of God because it took a while?
有我们哪些人常常对神的应许放弃了因为好像神要花一点时间才能实现
The promise did not come immediately so we entertain the idea oh God does not intend to keep his promise
若是我不立刻看到神的应许我们有没有觉得说哦那神是失信了
That is the temptation of Satan
这个是仇敌最喜欢给我们的试探之一。
He says over and over again because there is a delay.
他不断地说哦，因为神延迟了。
God will not keep his promise.
所以神不再信守他的诺言。
Amen. Two main lies the enemy says over and over and over and over.
有两种谎言，魔鬼是不断重复使用。
God says that the wages of sin,
神说了，罪它的工价
is death,
是死。
The consequences of turning our back on God,
当我们将背转反向神的时候
brings spiritual death into our life.
我们就把属灵的死亡带到我们的生命里。
We reject the will of God.
当我们拒绝神在我们身上的旨意
and fear comes into our life. Isn't that right?
恐惧就在我们的生命心里发生了，不是吗？
Shame comes into our life.
羞愧、羞耻就在我们心里发生了。
Literally, even before we pass from this world,
真的在我们离开这个世界之前，
a life given to sin reaps destruction.
所有我们把生命中的部分交给罪恶的时候，都给我们带来毁灭，
Amen?
不是吗？
Amen? But Satan's main lie is, no, you can do what you want, and there are no consequences.
那仇敌最大的一个谎言就是，哦，你可以做你想要做的事，而且是没有后果的。
This is what the scripture calls the deceitfulness of sin.
这就是讲到那个欺骗。
Amen.
这是那个欺骗的罪。
This is the lie.
这是谎言。这是一个罪。
You can do whatever you want.
告诉我们说，哦，随便你做你想要做的事。
And there are no consequences.
然后你没有需要有后果的。
In Genesis 2:17,
在创世纪二章十七节说到
，God tells Adam and Eve,
神很清楚地告诉亚当和夏娃
，He had provided everything they needed,
神为他们预备了一切所需的
，But he said of the tree,
但是呢，有一棵树
，For in the day that you eat of it, you shall die.
分别善恶树上的果子你不可吃，因为你吃的日子必定死。
I've provided all these things for you.
我将一切都为你预备好。
I have blessed you with this paradise on earth.
我给你预备了这个地上的天堂。
But I ask that you do not eat of that tree.
我唯一叫你也不要做的就是不要吃那树上的果子。
God says, for the wages of sin are death.
神很清楚说罪的工价就是死。
Satan says,
但撒旦怎么说？
Remember what the serpent said to Eve?
记不记得那蛇怎么对女人说的？
In Genesis 3:4,
在创世纪三章第四节。
Then the serpent said to the woman,
蛇对女人说，
You surely will not die.
你们不一定死。
That is the lie.
这是谎言。
That is the deceitfulness of sin.
这是罪的欺骗。
That is the lie that the enemy says over and over and over and over again.
这是仇敌向我们不断说的一句谎话。
Live as you will, do what you want with your life, and there are no consequences.
按照你的意思随意活着，没有后果的。
Amen. Is that not what Satan says to us so many ways?
这不是仇敌常常用各种方式告诉我们的信息和谎言吗？
This generation hangs on to that lie.
这个世代的人就抓住这个谎言。
They live recklessly and do whatever they want.
他们随意按照自己的肉体所喜悦的活着。
They declare that they are not responsible to obey God's word.
宣告说，哦，我没有责任要遵守神的话。
They say we can have whatever we want.
我可以要所有我要的。
Do whatever we want.
做我任何想做的事。
And there are no consequences.
而且
Surely we will not die.
我们没有后果，我们不一定会死。
Amen?
阿们吗？
Now think about it.
想一想。
Eve took the fruit first, right?
记得吗？夏娃先吃的，对不对？
And Adam was standing there.
那亚当就站在那里看。
She ate it first.
她先吃的。
I kind of have a feeling that Adam was watching.
我有个感觉，我觉得亚当在看看老婆吃了有没有结果。
They were both entertaining this idea to eat the fruit.
他们俩都蛮想吃那个禁果的。
But Adam thought, I'll let her eat it first.
但是亚当决定先让他老婆吃。
Right?
对不对？
She takes a bite.
她吃了一口。
She doesn't fall down dead.
她没有立刻倒地死亡。
She doesn't immediately die.
她没有立刻死掉。
The delay in reaping the consequences of her sin,
好像她没有立刻得到她罪的结果。
Encouraged Adam, I can take a bite and be okay.
好像给了这个亚当一个鼓励，说哦，我也可以吃。
But we know what happened.
我们都知道后来发生什么事。
This death that God was talking about was different than they understood it.
神所说的死亡是不同于他们所了解的死亡。
Immediately they knew they were naked.
因为他们立刻就发现自己是赤身露体。
And they had shame.
他们觉得很羞耻。
And they tried through their own efforts to stitch some covering for their sin.
那用他们自己的努力，他们要遮蔽自己的羞耻。
God came walking in the garden,
所以当神在园中行走的时候
calling their name,
神在叫他们
seeking fellowship,
想要跟他们有沟通
they ran and hid themselves,
他们跑开躲起来
because fear had come into their heart,
因为他们心中开始有了一个惧怕
fear is part of spiritual death,
惧怕是属灵的死亡的一部分。
Shame had come into their life.
羞耻临到他们。
And they could not run and greet God. They hid themselves from God.
他们不能向着神跑去欢迎神，而是躲避神。
Because of the deceitfulness or the lie of sin.
都因为这个罪带来的欺骗和死亡。
Isn't that correct?
不是吗？
Yes, ultimately.If we do not turn our hearts towards Jesus, we will inherit eternal death.
若是我们不将我们的心转向主，我们至终要面对永远的死亡。
But even today, when we choose to do what God has not said to do,
但即使在今日在此刻，若我选择的是神所不愿意的，
we reap the wages of sin, which is spiritual death.
我们会得着那个罪的果子，就是属灵的死亡。
Fear,
惧怕。
A sure sign
that,
that someone has given their heart to, away to sin.
惧怕是一个明显的迹象，表示一个人向罪屈服了。
Fear,
惧怕。
Anxiety,
不安。
Stress,
压力。
What's going to happen tomorrow?
哦，明天会怎么样？
What will they say?
别人怎么说？
Amen. What will someone say if they find out what I'm doing?
若是别人发现我所做的这件事，他会怎么反应？
Amen.
这都是惧怕，阿门吗？
So many today in the younger generation are eaten up with distress and depression and anxiety for no other reason than they give their heart away to sin.
这个世代，特别是年轻人，许多人他们经历沮丧、忧虑、下沉、紧张、压力，那是因为他们在得那个果实，就是因为他们把生命给了罪恶。
We must be on guard for the lie, this lie of sin. Amen. The deceitfulness of sin.
所以我们要非常谨慎，保守自己，不要被欺骗。
And again, what is that lie?
再说一遍，魔鬼最擅长的谎言是什么？
That we can do what we want and there are no consequences.
就是我们可以任意而活，而且不会有后果的。
An extension of this same lie.
哦，这个谎言再往下延伸一点。
Is that the Lord Jesus will not return.
就是主耶稣是不会回来的。
That Jesus will not return for his church.
他不会为了教会而回来的。
2 Peter verse 3:9-10.
彼得后书第三章第九第十节。
The Lord is not slack concerning his promise.
神不是延迟他的应许。
As some count slackness.
就像好多人认为他是怠惰了。
In other words, another way to say this is the Lord does not delay concerning his promises.
神他没有来实行他的应许，不是说他迟了。
As some count delaying or putting off, postponing.
有人认为神哦，神就是迟到了，神就是缓慢的。
But he is long suffering towards us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance.
他不是延迟，他乃是宽容，愿许多人能够得个悔改的心。
So do you see what the scripture is saying? The reason why there is a delay and the consequences being reaped in our life.
你们可以看出，很多时候呢，我们好像看不见神的应许在我们生命里。
It's because God wants to give us time to turn our hearts back to Him and become to repentance.
因为神要给我们机会，让我们悔改。
So what God means for mercy to help us come back home.
所以在神呢，他是因为有一个怜悯，给我们机会返回到他面前。
The enemy twists.
但是仇敌就来骗我们，把这件事情扭曲了。
And says, see, because there is a delay,
他说你看神单言了吧
There are no consequences.
所以没有后果的
You can do whatever you want.
随意而行随意而做
Verse 10
第十节讲到
But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night.
但是主的日子要像贼来到一样
How does a thief come in the night?
贼怎么来的
He sneaks into your house when you least expect it.
在你最没有想到的时候溜进你的家的
This is why we must always be ready for the Lord's return. Amen?
这就是为什么我们总是要预备好了主会来的
In which the heavens will pass away with a great noise, and the elements will melt in fervent heat, both the earth and the works that are in it will be burned up.
那一天，天必有大响声废去，有形质的都要被烈火消化，地和其上的都要烧尽。
Though the Lord delay,
神慢了，延迟了，晚回来了。
He will come one day as a thief in the night.
但是他最终要回来，而且是像贼一样来到。
And there will be a judgment upon all those who have not turned their heart towards him.
在那个时候，所有没有归向他的心，是要面对一个很严厉的审判的。
These are fearful things, amen.
这些是很可怕的事，不是吗？
We don't say these things easily.
我们不随意谈到这样的事情。
But this, we must warn our children, this generation, that there are consequences for our misconduct towards the Lord.
我们必须要警告我们的儿女，每一件事都会有后果的。
We cannot afford to believe the lie. Amen.
我们不能够能误信了魔鬼的谎言。阿门吗？
I remember one time as a young boy.
我记得当我还是一个男孩子的时候。
I was raised in the church all my life.
你知道我一辈子在教会里长大的。
My mother taught me carefully about the consequences of sin.
我母亲是很早就教训我知道什么是罪的结果。
And I was also taught from the time I was very young about the second coming of Jesus.
我自小就知道主会再来这件事。
So one night, my mother and her friends from the prayer meeting.
有一天晚上，我母亲和她那些祷告会的朋友们。
They went out for coffee after church.
聚完会后呢，他们一起去喝杯咖啡。
They did not return when I expected them to.
他们延误了回来的时间。
They stayed out a little late.
他们在外面待得晚了一点。
And it was just me and my dad at home.
就是我跟我父亲在家里。
It got later and later and later.
那越来越晚了。
And I suddenly began to be anxious that maybe Jesus had returned and I had been left behind.
我突然有一个惧怕，说也许今天晚上主耶稣回来了，我被留在地上了。
Honestly, I was not too confident about my decision nor my father's at the time.
很明显，我对我自己和我父亲属灵的光景不是很有信心。
But I knew my mother was a woman of God.
但是我知道我母亲绝对是一个属主的人。
Amen.
阿门吗？
Now, as I think back upon it, it's kind of funny.
现在回头想一想，是很好笑。
But that's not a bad godly fear, is it?
但是那样的惧怕是一个蛮好的惧怕，不是吗？
We don't want to miss what God if for the Lord's return, do we?
当主回来的时候，我们可不想被留在地上。
We want to be ready, don't we?
我们希望我们是预备好的。
We don't want to be swept away by the things of this world.
我们不希望被这个世界的事给横扫而过。
Because there are consequences to our choices.
因为我们所做的每一个选择都有后果的。
The scriptures repeatedly warn us about this exact same lie over and over again.
圣经上有多处的经文警告我们关于魔鬼的这个谎言。
Let's look at a couple examples.
我们看一两处的例子。
1 Corinthians 6:9. If you have your Bible, turn there. 1 Corinthians 6:9.
六章第九节。
Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God?
你们岂不知不义的人不能承受神的国吗？
Paul is saying that those who give their heart away to the lusts of the flesh will not inherit the kingdom of God.
他警告我们，当我们将我们的心归给所有的肉体的邪情私欲是不能进神的国的。
Those who practice sin,
那些不断的在罪上
，will not inherit the kingdom of God,
是不能承受神的国的。
All of us, at one time or another, we stumble, we fall.
我们都是难免会跌倒的，不是吗？
I don't know of anyone that is perfect and without sin.
我没有认识任何人是完美没有犯过罪的。
But there's a far different, there's a big difference between falling and stumbling occasionally.
但是偶尔犯罪。
And practicing sin.
跟不断的习惯于犯罪是非常不同的。
How do you know when you're practicing sin?
你怎么知道你是一个习惯犯罪的人呢？
You get good at it.
就是你越来越会了，越来越有技巧。
You have all these little ways to keep your secrets.
你找到各种方式来隐藏你的秘密。
All these little ways of avoiding being discovered.
知道如何不被发现。
Do not be deceived.
不要自欺。
Neither fornicators, nor adulterers, or adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites.
无论是淫乱的、拜偶像的、奸淫的、做妓童的、青男色的。
None of those who practice such sins and many others will inherit the kingdom of God.
做这些事的人，他们是不能承受神的国的。
This is the truth.
这是一个真实的事。
People that practice these kind of sins,
当人不断重复做这些犯罪的事情的时候
they experience fear, stress, anxiety, and many other issues.
他们会充满了不安，充满了压力，还有各样的问题，充满了羞耻。
So many that practice these kind of sins,
许多人他们在这些罪上不断的重复的操练。
They strive for acceptance.
他们希望别人接受他们。
Accept me how I am.
接受我的光景。
Accept me as I embrace this lifestyle.
当我操练这些罪恶的时候，我还是希望你能接纳我。
They're wanting to get rid of the shame and the stigma of that bad decision.
他们希望把自己所做的错误的选择所带来的那些羞耻能够被人接受。
Amen. And yet, so many of them, even after they find acceptance by our culture and society.
许多人虽然在这个文化里面这些行为是被接纳的
still have great shame
实在他们里面仍然有极大的羞耻
it's not others' acceptance they're seeking
因为他们所寻求的不是人的接纳
they need God's acceptance
他们需要神的接纳
and he says these things are not good for you
但说这些不够好
Amen? Yes? Can we agree about this?
你们同意吗?
Now don't get nervous on me, all right? This is it, we're reading God's word, amen?
不要紧张,因为我们读的乃是神的话。
We can't get away with these things.
我们不可能逃离神的话而生活的。
Especially the young people, we, you know, there are, what the scripture calls youthful lusts.
特别年轻人知道吗？什么是少年人的私欲
can we talk about this?
我们可不可以谈一谈少年人的私欲是什么
there are so many temptations and desires that are bound up in the heart of a young man and a young woman
在少男和少女的心中有这么多的试探和那个欲望捆绑着我们
we need the help of the family of God like never before
我们实在需要神的家的帮助
we need accountability
我们需要有人让我们能过一个负责任的生活 你们明白吗
we need a good brother or sister to go to and say you know what I'm struggling with something that God's word says is not good for me
我们必须在神的家中能够找到爱我们的弟兄姊妹我们可以对他们说你知道我现在挣扎一个事情我知道是神说不好的
the scripture says confess your faults onetto another that you might be healed.
圣经说你们要彼此认罪悔改使你们得医治。
Not to everybody, but you need one or two in your life that you can share your heart with.
你不需要告诉全教会的人但是你要找到一两位你可以将你的心打开跟他分享的。
You can share your struggle with and you can say, please pray for me. Amen?
你可以找到属灵的同伴你可以告诉他你心中的挣扎然后请他为你祷告。
We cannot oftentimes over these strong desires find victory and freedom all alone.
因为我们一个人是很难胜过我里面的邪情私欲的。
Now I'm being practical with you here.
我是很诚实的。
These kind of sins thrive in secret.
因为这些的事情都是在心里的深处秘密的发生的。
They destroy your life when you keep them secret.
当你藏在里面，当个秘密一样的与他共同生活，他会毁灭你的生命。
It's a humbling thing to go and share with a brother, say I'm struggling with things with some lust.
我们必须要能够谦卑，以至于我们能够去找到一个肢体，跟他分享我你里面的情欲的征战。
But the enemy works in darkness, amen.
只有仇敌魔鬼是在黑暗中做事的。
The enemy loves to keep a secret.
他要我们把这些事情藏起来。
Well, if you keep it in the darkness, if you keep it secret, he will take advantage of you.
因为当你把这一切事都藏起来的时候，仇敌就可以攻击你。
The best way, one of the best ways to destroy the works of darkness.
能够毁灭这些黑暗中在发生的这些事情最好的办法
is to drag them out into the light.
就是把它从暗中带到光中。
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
I've known, hey, young people. I've known many, many godly people that were pursuing Jesus Christ.
亲爱的年轻人，我认识许多许多爱神、追求神的人。
Who had a very hard experience when they were a young child? Maybe they were abused or mistreated in some way.
他们在年轻的时候常常有过很多不幸的遭遇，也许是被虐待。
And they kept it secret.
而这些不幸的遭遇，他们都藏在心里。
And it stirred up confusion in their heart.
而这些隐藏的过去的不好的经历呢，在他们里面造成了骚动。
Was it their fault or was it the other person's fault?
请问你，他们这些的感觉是因为别人的错，还是他们自己的错？
And they never brought it to a friend to pray or a pastor to pray with them about.
这些伤害所造成的影响，他们从来没有带到肢体或者是牧者的面前来为他祷告和解决。
And that dark secret took over in their life and caused them great grief and shame.
常常这种极大的黑暗的这个隐藏的秘密，造成他们属灵生命很大的羞耻跟影响。
Amen.Are you listening this morning?
早晨你们有在听我说吗?
These aren't, I know, the happy topics to talk about at the house of God.
这种的话题实在不是一个非常很快乐的话题。
But Jesus and the Apostle Paul over and over said, don't be deceived.
但是主耶稣和保罗常常说不要受欺骗了。
Go, don't be tricked.
不要上当了。
The same lie is coming at you over and over and over again.
因为你的仇敌是用同样的谎言不断地攻击你。
1 Corinthians 15:33.
林前十五章三十三节说道
Do not be deceived.
你们不要自欺。
Evil company corrupts good habits.
烂交是败坏。善行不好的同伴败坏你好的品格
I don't know how many young people I've heard Oh mom, oh dad It won't make any difference if I hang out with these people
很多年轻人都对父母说哦，爸爸妈妈不要担心虽然这些人不是很好的人但是我跟他们在一起不会影响我的
It won't make any difference if I date a girl that's not a Christian
我可以跟不信主的女朋友交往
I'm getting personal now, aren't I guys? Is it okay?
现在有些人感觉到我在讲他的事了
It's okay, Dad. It won't hurt if I date a nice boy that's not a believer.
爸爸 it's okay. 我可以跟一个不信主的男生交往的。
It's okay if I have friends that don't go to church.
我可以跟一群不信主的朋友在一起。
No problem having a friend that doesn't go to church.
你知道你的朋友不去教会不是一个大的问题。
But it does become a problem when your very closest friends don't follow the Lord.
但是问题是在什么？你亲密的那一圈朋友里面，他们是不信主的。
Suddenly the way they talk becomes the way you talk.
然后你就会发现，渐渐的，他们讲话的内容就变成你讲话的内容。
Suddenly the way they think becomes the way you think.
他们的思维方式突然变成你的思维方式。
Suddenly the way they walk becomes the way you walk.
他们的生活状态就成为你的生活状态。
Amen.
Amen, ma.
Bad company. Don't be deceived. Don't be lied to. Don't be tricked.
他说不要自欺欺人。你交不好的朋友会败坏你的德性的。
Don't allow the devil's lie that this won't make a difference in your life.
不要接受魔鬼的谎言，觉得说哦，这些同伴不会影响我的。
Pull you into bad company.
不要让你自己在不爱主的人当中。
Amen.
Amen, ma.
Please, I appeal to you, please.
我向你们请求。
Don't listen to me, listen to God's word.
不要听我说的，你看神怎么说的。
If you want to pursue the Lord, you want to grow in your faith.
如果你要追求主，你真的要在信心上长进。
Hang around other people that are pursuing in the Lord and growing in their faith.
那你要与那些追求主在信心里愿意追求的人一同在一起。
Hey, students, if you want to get good grades.
学生啊，如果你想要成绩好
，Do you hang around the guys that don't care about school that flunk their tests？
你是要跟什么样的同学在一起？跟那些不念书、
Do you know any kids like that？
上掉课程的人吗
They're always sleeping in class. They're barely getting by.
那些老师在课堂里睡大觉，然后功课勉强过关的。
You know what I'm talking about, don't you?
你们知道我说的什么样的学生
？No, you have friends that prod you, push you to go where you want to go.
因为你的朋友会把你催促在影响到你的方向。
Amen. Amen.
阿门吗
？Making sense?
我讲的话合理吗
？You're getting quiet.
大家挺安静的。
Galatians 6, 7, and 8.
哥罗西书第六章第七第八节
How you always know something is important.
你怎么知道什么是重要的事
When you come to the Word of God and you want to know what is the most important stuff.
当你来到神的面前，你要知道什么是重要的吗
Pay attention to the things that God's Word repeats over and over and over and over.
那你要注意圣经里哪些话是不断的被重复的
Amen.
阿门吗
You know, some people go to God's Word. They're trying to find out if UFOs are real.
有人要跑到圣经里去找一些不重要的事情。
They're all worried about strange stuff.
他们找那些奇奇怪怪的事情，然后说：“啊，这是真的吗？”
That the Bible never mentions.
甚至圣经都没有提过的事情。
If God's Word doesn't talk about it much, it's probably not worth a lot of attention. Amen.
若是圣经都不提的事情，大概都不是重要的事情。
Amen.
阿门吗？
But if God's Word says over and over and over again, we need to pay attention.
但是当神一再重复诉说一件事的时候，我们需要注意啊。
Galatians 6, 7, and 8.
哥罗西书第六章第七第八节。
Again, we're talking about the devil's favorite lie.
这是仇敌最喜欢的谎言之一。
Do not be deceived.
但是不要上当，不要自欺啊。
Don't be lied to.
不要被欺骗。
God is not mocked.
因为神是不被取笑的。
For whatever a man sows.
因为一个人种什么。
Talking about like planting a seed.
就是说你种什么下去。
That he will also reap.
你就收什么。
Nobody's getting away with anything, you guys.
没有人能够避免的。
It may look like people are can do whatever they want and there are no consequences.
你好像觉得哦，我都可以任意而行，是没后果的。
And then suddenly,
但是会突然一间
everything changes.
事情就改变了。
God is not mocked for whatever a man sows that he will also reap.
一个人种什么，他就收什么。
For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption, death.
顺着情欲撒种的，就收败坏和死亡。
But he who sows to the Spirit,
顺着圣灵撒种
will of the Spirit reap everlasting life.
就顺着圣灵收永生。
What do you want, corruption or life?
所以你要什么？你要永远的生命还是败坏死亡
？Light or darkness?
你要光明还是黑暗
？Amen.God's word.
这是神的话。
Let's go to well. For those that are taking notes and writing it down, look at Ephesians 4:17 through 22.
你们有人好像在记笔记，请你写下以弗所书四章十七节。
In Ephesians 4:17,
二十二节，还有四章十七节。
Paul gives us a list of other common sins.
在这里，保罗告诉我们一些我们应该知道的事情。
He's telling us to put off our former conduct.
他叫我们脱离从前行为上的旧人。
And the old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lusts.
因为这个旧人，他是因着私欲的迷惑，渐渐变坏了。
According to the deceitfulness of sin.
因为他们是活在那个罪恶的欺骗里面。
Again, Ephesians 5:2 through 6.
以弗所书五章二到六节。
This is what Paul says. He says, "Let no one deceive you, lie to you with empty words."
他说不叫人用虚空的话来欺骗你。
Sin, for because of these things, these sins, the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience.
不要被人虚浮的话欺哄，因为这些事，神的愤怒必临到那悖逆之子。
Paul again, Paul again says, don't let this world trick you. Don't let anybody lie to you with empty words.
所以不要叫这个世界或任何人用虚浮的话来欺骗你。
It's okay, just try one time.
说没关系啊，就试一次吧，没关系的。
It's okay, it won't hurt you.
不会伤害你的，没关系的。
It's okay, you can do that and still go to heaven. Have you heard that one before?
你有没有听过这个说法？哦，这个事情可做的，你仍然可以上天堂的，不要害怕。
Those are lying, empty words.
这些是虚浮的谎言。
Amen.
Amen.
The challenging thing about youth.
对我们年轻人最大的挑战。
Are you listening, young people? The challenging thing about being a young person.
你知道，称为年轻人，我们最大的挑战是什么
？Is you don't have perspective.
就是你对很多事情没概念。
You're 20 years old and you think you know everything.
你才二十岁，甚至不到，你觉得你什么都知道。
But it's not based on any life experience because it's only been the last 5-10 years.
并不是因为你活得够久了，因为你才不过活了顶多二十年。
You know, think about it. You're 20 years old and you think you're adult and you have a pretty good understanding of most things.
想想我现在二十岁了，你觉得我基本上对人生都有一个了解了。
But that perception is only based on about 3, 4, 5 years if you're lucky.
但是呢，真正这个观念，这个信心是来自什么？顶多你。
This is why you need elders in your life.
这就是为什么你需要有年长的在你的生命里。
This is why you need fathers and mothers with more perspective.
为什么你需要有父亲母亲？因为他们有一个大的概念。
That can tell you stories of how things went for people that ignored the sound words of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
他们可以告诉你那些忽略神的话或者基督福音的人的后果跟经历是什么。
Please, young person, be teachable. Get in God's word. Learn God's word.
年轻人要有受教的心，要读主的话。
Our flesh,
我们的肉体。
Our fleshly heart,
我们的肉体的私欲。
Without the help of the Holy Spirit,
若是没有圣灵的帮助。
Is inclined to believe this lie, this deceitfulness of sin.
我们是倾向接受这些欺骗的谎言的。
Our heart, our deceitful heart, will actually cooperate with Satan's lies to work against our spirit man.
你知道吗？我们那个受欺骗的心会有一个倾向，是跟魔鬼合作来反抗神的旨意。
This is why in Jeremiah 17:9.
这就为什么在耶利米书第十七章第九节。
God's word warns us.
神的话提醒我们。
The heart is deceitful.
说人心比万物更诡诈。
Your natural heart, with your fleshly heart, without the work of the Holy Spirit.
若是没有圣灵的工作，我们这个天然人的心啊。
It will lie to you.
会向我们说谎的。
You know, all sin is pleasurable for a season. Amen.
我们知道所有的罪，它是带来短暂的快乐。
You partake of some sin.
你参与一件罪的行为
，and it is pleasant to you. It feels good to you.
当时是觉得哇，蛮好的。
And so your deceitful heart says, "Oh, this is a good thing. This is good for you."
所以你的心也会欺骗你说，哦，这件事是好的，对你有益处的。
This sinful practice will fulfill you.
这件事让你有满足的。
That's what the deceitfulness of your fleshly heart says.
这就是你那个天然的心啊，带给你的谎言。
So Jeremiah warns you about the deceitfulness of your own heart coming from the inside.
所以耶利米警告我们，我们这个心啊，比万物都诡诈。
Look what he says. He says the heart is deceitful above all things.
他怎么描述我们的心？他说人的心比万物都更诡诈。
You know, have you ever heard people say, "Oh, just go with your heart"?
有没有常常人都说哦，就照你的心的感觉去做吧。
Right? Just trust your heart.
就是信任你的心吧。
Or sometimes they say, "Oh, go with your gut."
或者你里面的直觉是什么，
right?
你就去做，
This,
对不对
？That's how we would say it in America. Right?
对，这是我们美国人惯用的说法，
you、
对不对
？You better not.
不过你最好别这样
做。Now, if you have the Holy Spirit inside you,
当然，如果你有圣灵在你的心里
there's somebody on the inside working on your behalf for the Lord Jesus Christ.
圣灵就是代表神在你心中工作的。
But the unregenerated mind and heart,
但是我们年轻人的心和心思
it lies to you.
我们天然人的心思是向我们说谎。
Be cautious.
所以要小心啊。
Amen. This is why the scripture over and over says, "Seek counsel."
所以圣经一直提醒我们要寻求帮助和劝导。
Do you have a counselor in your life?
在你的生命中有没有人辅导你？
The Bible, Proverbs says, in a multitude of counselors, there is safety.
箴言告诉我们，当有许多有智慧的劝导在我们四周，这是我们的安全。
In a multitude of counselors, there is victory.
在那里就有得胜。
It's good for us to have godly people around us.
所以我们需要有敬畏神的人在我们生活的四周。
So when we're being tempted or we're making a decision,
当我们有时候被试探要做一个错误的决定的时候，
we can consult, we can get advice.
我们可以跟他们讨论，得他们的劝告。
Amen.
Amen. Ma.
Hebrews 3, verses 12 and 13.
希伯来书第三章十三节。
Beware, brethren.
弟兄们要注意。
Now, let me just pause here and say, I know that the Word of God isn't just full of, watch out, you're going to get deceived.
我知道神的话不是只有一个信息说，你们要小心啊，不要上当去受骗啊。
There's a lot of encouragement in God's scriptures, amen?
神的话里面有许多鼓励的话，不是吗？
And these are the verses that we love to camp around, amen?
我们应该要常常与
这些话同在。We encourage one another all the time with the good news of Jesus Christ.
我们需要活在这些正面的鼓励的神的话当中，我们要彼此勉励啊。
That God has given us a future and a hope, that He's blessing us, He wants to help us.
神给我们一个光明的未来，他给我们好的应许，他要祝福我们。
Amen, and amen, and amen.
我们就说 Amen, Amen, Amen.
But I'm sharing these scriptures with you today.
但是今天我和你们分享的圣经经文
which there are many,
有很多不是吗？
Because we often overlook these.
因为我们常常忽略了他们。
But I don't know another time in my whole life that we need to hear this message more.
但是我觉得我现在活在一个时代里面，这样的信息需要不断的被我来提醒我自己。
Our culture and society is at war with God's word.
因为这个社会这个文化是跟神的话相抵触的。
This culture hates the truth of God.
我们活在一个时代一个文化里面是恨恶神的话的。
It mocks the truth of God.
取笑讥笑神的话的。
Isn't that right?
不是吗？
So we must hang on to certain truths that keep us from being deceived by this present generation.
所以我们要抓住这些重要的真理，以至于我们不被这个世代所迷惑或欺骗。
So Hebrews 3, 12 and 13 says, Beware, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the Lord, the living God.
所以希伯来书三章十三节说，趁着今日天天彼此相劝，免得你们中间有人被罪迷惑，心里就刚硬了。
But exhort one another daily while it is still called today.
然后趁着还有今日，就要天天彼此相劝。
Lest any one of you be hardened.
免得你们中间有人心刚硬了。
Your heart becomes hardened.
因为你被骗久了，你的心就硬了。
Through the lie of sin or the deceitfulness of sin.
因为罪的迷惑，你的心就越来越硬了。
Amen.
Amen.
This lie is coming at us all the time, you guys.
因为我们一天到晚在这些谎言的攻击之下。
It doesn't matter what you do. It doesn't matter what you do. It doesn't matter what you say. It doesn't matter how you act. It doesn't matter how you live.
你说什么？你做什么？你怎么活着？没关系的，没关系的，没有关系的。
This is the deceitfulness of sin.
这是罪带来的谎言。
And after you listen to a lie over and over and over and over again.
当你听见这样的 谎言反复的对你说出
You are in danger of believing a lie.
你就落入一个大的危险
You get swept away by deceitfulness.
你渐渐相信你被罪给迷惑了带走了
Has anybody ever, you know, you might be following social media or watching the news.
我们常常看新闻看这些社交媒体
And these days, social media and the news is filled with a lot of fearful stories, right?
我们看到很多可怕的消息和故事
Has anybody had this experience? You're listening to the news, watch out, watch out, watch out, scary virus, this, that, you know what I mean? Economy is collapsing.
负面的消息，治安啊，疾病啊，整个全国的经济啊，等等。
And then all of a sudden you find yourself, oh, I'm kind of anxious.
然后你就开始觉得哦，不太觉得不平安，好像心中充满了充满了忧虑。
I feel kind of nervous. Anybody have that experience?
会觉得很紧张，有没有这样的感觉
？It's because what you're listening to all the time.
你知道为什么有这种感觉？因为你一直接受这些的消息。
In the same way, if we listen to the same lie
同样的道理
about there not being any consequences to sin,
若是我们一直听到这样的谎言说，哦，你犯罪没关系，没后果。
Our heart becomes hard and we believe it.
慢慢我们就相信了，然后我们的心就刚硬了。
As a man is in his heart, so is he.
那这样子我们就成为这样子的人。
What you believe with your mind and your heart affects the way you live.
你心里相信接受的事情，就会影响到你怎么样来活你的生活。
You embrace the life, and it will change the way you live and act and talk.
当你接受这些谎言的时候，它就会改变你如何说话和行事。
Why are our marriages in the church in such trouble these days?
为什么甚至信主的人婚姻都遇到挑战
？So much hurt and pain in our families with between parents and their children.
父母和儿女之中，这个关系有许多的伤害。
It's because we have embraced
痛苦，因为我们为什么？我们拥抱，我们接受。
We have embraced that old lie that says there is no consequences for our wrong deeds.
因为我们拥抱，我们接受仇敌最大的谎言，就是你做什么是没有后果的。
There is no consequences if I just look at that pornography on the internet.
我就是看一下网站上的色情的东西，一下子是没有后果的。
Amen. It affects the way you think and the way you live and the way you treat your wife or don't treat your wife and the way you look at other people.
因为会影响你的思想、你的行为、你对你的太太的观感，还有你看别人的、你看见异性的眼光。
I'm not trying to shock you today. I really am. I'm not.
我今天不是来吓你们的。
This is the real world.
但是我们活在一个真实的情况。
This is what people outside the church are struggling with.
你知道教会之外不认识神的人有一样的挣扎。
This is what people inside the church are struggling with.
甚至在神的家中也有人有这样的挣扎。
And we must. It's the time is getting so close. We must speak the truth and help one another. Amen.
我们实在活在末后的世代，所以我们必须彼此真实、诚实。
We must reject and cut off the deceitful lie of sin.
我们要拒绝，我们要斩断这个罪带来的谎言和迷惑。
Turn away from it and turn back towards the Lord Jesus. Amen.
离开谎言，转向主耶稣基督。
James 1:22.
雅各书一章。
But be doers of the word.
要行道。
Doers.
要行道。
And not hearers only.
不要只是听道。
Deceiving yourself.
不要自欺。
Sometimes we think because we go to church every week.
很多时候我们想哦，因为我每周到教会聚会。
And we listen to the word.
我们都听到有关神的话。
That's the same thing as doing the word.
这就等于是在行神的话。
It's not who you are on Sunday.
不是你主日是什么样子。
That maybe counts the most.
你主日如何不是最大的分量。
Who are you Monday through Saturday?
而是你周一到周六你是什么光景。
Amen. We sit here and hear the word, but are we doing the word Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday?
我们主日坐在主的面前领受的话语，但是我们周一到周六是如何生活的？
Again, God's word is warning us.
神的话警告我们。
That we can trick ourselves.
那我们可以自欺。
We can believe a lie.
我们可以相信谎言。
And think we're okay.
觉得说哦，我没问题的。
When we're not okay.
事实上，我们其实是有问题的。
Are you hearing me this morning, brothers?
弟兄们，听见了吗
？I have more verses, but I don't think we need to go over more verses.
我觉得我虽然还有很多经节可以分享，但是不需要把它们全部。
I mean, I got a bunch of verses. I mean, there's the Bible has a lot to say about this.
圣经上话可多了。
Amen.
阿门吗
？But I appeal to you.
但是我请求你们。
There's no room in a Christian's life.
在基督徒的生活里面
，there should be no such thing as a follower of Jesus.
没有一件事什么样的事呢？就是真实跟随主的人
，that is accepting the lies about sin in their life.
却愿意接受罪的欺瞒。
Amen.
阿门吗
？I'm not talking about perfect people.
我现在不是说我们要做完全人。
I'm talking about the way you live and practice your life.
我只是说你如何活着的，你实行些什么样的事。
When you fall down, you get back up and you run back to Jesus.
你会跌倒，你赶快起来，
Amen.
跑回到耶稣那里。
God has so many, He has callings on so many people's lives in this room.
今天早晨，神在我们当中向许多人发出呼召回转。
He wants to use you and anoint you and empower you to do great things for His kingdom.
神要用你，要膏抹你，为他的国度来效力。
But if we believe the lie of the enemy and practice sin because we think there's no consequences,
但是我们若是相信了接受仇敌的谎言，而且活在这些错误的行为里面，觉得说这是没有后果的。
That's the very thing the enemy will use against you when you try to step out and fulfill your calling.
你知道这样的谎言就是仇敌常常来拦阻我们，让神的旨意通行在我们身上。
That little voice in your head.
在你脑子里的那个声音
that tells you you can't do anything for God because of this.
控告你说，因为你的行为是这样，你不能被神所用。
You can't stand up and speak for the Lord because of that thing you do in secret when nobody sees.
因为你在秘密里所犯的那个罪，以至于你不能够在的人面前为神传福音。
God would never use you.
神永远不会用你这样的人。
See, these are the consequences of sin.
你知道吗？这样的声音就是我们犯罪带来的后果。
The enemy will use your own failures and sin against you when you try to step out and do something for God.
因为仇敌会用你的失败来攻击你，特别想你想要走出来为神来服务的时候。
He will undercut your faith that God can use you.
他是釜底抽薪，让你的信心没有办法发生。
There's so much that needs to be done. God wants to bring many people into the kingdom of God.
但是神要许多人进入他的国度的，不是吗？
There is a great harvest. The harvest is white, ready to be reaped, brethren.
庄稼已经成熟了。
But we need laborers.
但是我们需要做工的人。
Don't allow the deceitfulness of sin to set you aside where you cannot get into the harvest field.
不要让罪迷惑欺骗我们，以至于我们不能到禾场去为主来收割。
Are you ready for the Lord's return? No matter when He comes back.
不管主什么时候回来，我们预备好了吗？
He's coming back like a thief in the night when you least expect it.
在我们最想不到的时候，他像夜间的贼一样回来了。
Amen.
Amen.
Well, hopefully this will create some good discussion in your.The second part of the meeting.
盼望今天我们的信息能够让你们等一下分小组的时候能够有很多可以分享的。
All right, well, let's just pray for our hearts, amen.
好不好？我们先一起为自己的心祷告主。
We want to be sober.
我们要是清醒的。
Wide awake.
是全然清醒。
Not blinded by sin.
没有被我们的罪给弄瞎了心眼。
So Lord, we ask that you would just open our eyes.
主啊，开我里面的眼睛。
Let us be fully awake.
让我是警醒的。
Let us be ready to do whatever you say.
让我是预备好来遵行你的旨意。
And God, we do say, God, have mercy on us.
我们说主啊，怜悯我。
God, anything that we have been holding on to, I pray that we would let go of.
无论我什么东西是抓的不肯放的，主啊，求你帮助我放下来。
We choose your way.
让我选择你的道路。
Not this world's way.
不是这个世界的道路。
God, help us. Let your people be ready for action, Lord.
神啊，帮助我们，让你的百姓是预备好来为你行动。
God, help us not to confuse your delay.In bringing forth these things as that you don't care about them.
不叫我们误解，以为你延迟你的行动，是因为你不在乎我们。
Amen. Help us, Lord.
帮助我们。
God, just encourage especially the young people.
特别我们当中的年轻的一代。
We love you, Jesus.
主啊，我们爱你。
We love you, God. Thank you. God, we just pray you have mercy upon us.
主啊，我们求你的怜悯临到我们。
Help us to let go of anything we're hanging on to.
什么我们抓的不肯放的，主啊，今天就让我为你放掉。
Amen, amen, amen. We love you, Jesus. If anybody has a prayer in your heart, just pray from where you're seated while we just wait on the Lord just a little bit. If you have a prayer, you can go ahead and pray it, and we'll agree with you.
你若心里有感动的，就把它祷告出来。
Thank you for your word. And we receive it, God, with humble hearts. Yes. We need you, Jesus. Yes. Amen.
And as we listen to what you
yes.
say, we just receive the peace of God as we surrender to the word of God. And so, Father, I pray for all of my brothers and sisters.
Amen.
May you protect them with your presence.
Oh, Jesus.
With your peace, God. We thank you for helping us, Lord, and keeping us well and whole.
Yes,
and
Jesus.
So, Father, we just pray. That we will be a people that rise up in beauty, God, in peace. And that we look at those around us and say, I have the true peace of God. Do you want that? And Lord, I thank you that this is what you're doing. We receive your word with humble hearts.
Amen.
Thank you, God, that you give my friends peace as they surrender and obey you.
隐藏的事没有不显明出来的，主，我们只求今天我们就得到审判台前的亮光。主啊，叫我们今天就悔改。主啊，实在愿你钉痕的手来扶持我们，让我们认识主啊你的舍命的大爱，就叫我们甘心放下自己，脱离罪恶，欢然主啊来得着生命的活泉。主开我们的眼睛，光照我们，帮助我们，叫我们今天就回转，让我们的日子从现在就算数，让我们得着同伴，天天彼此相劝，好叫我们走在你的义路上，不叫我们被自欺，不叫我们被罪迷惑，叫我们行在话语的光中和生命的真实里。我们需要你的帮助，你今天钉痕的手就来触动我们的心。我们感谢你，救我们脱离可怜的自己，让你的生命在我们里面掌权。我们把自己交给你，我们不愿意活在谎言黑暗的里面，我们要转向你，愿你脸上的光照在我们的里面。我们需要你帮助我们，今天就回头，今天就回转，快跑跟随你，听我们的祷告，圣灵来帮助我们，奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。
Let me just encourage you with one last thing.
我想最后鼓励你们一件事。
Maybe there are some here that have believed the lie that there were no consequences.
也许在我们当中有些人相信了这个谎言，就是说我们做什么是没后果的。
And now there may be a practice or a habit of sin that has become ingrained in your life.
所以呢，以至于你不断地做一件事，以至于这件事在你的生命中变得牢不可固的。
And so as you're sitting here this morning, you may be thinking, I can't do this. This is stronger than I am.
你坐在这里，你虽然想脱离，但是你已经建立了一个坚固的营垒，你不知道怎么样脱离。
Just remember, it is all by God's grace.
记得，这都是神的恩典，对吗
？You surrender your heart to the Lord.
你将你的心降服于他。
You say yes to God, agree with God.
你向神说是，你愿意与他同心。
And the Holy Spirit provides the power for you to do what you cannot do.
圣灵就会给你能力做你不能做的事。
This is why all of us are without excuse that we cannot afford not to obey God's word.
这就是为什么我们没有借口说我没有办法顺服神的话。
He just asked that you be willing to go the direction he wants you to go.
神所要求的只是我们一个愿意的心。
Amen. And then he provides the power to do it.
只要我们愿意，神负责给我们能力。
It's by faith. Trust him to do it.
是借着信心。
Amen.
阿门吗？
Thank you for listening so well.
谢谢你们听我的分享。
And it was just a joy to be here, and I trust this can be edifying. Amen.
我相信今天的话语让我们彼此得建立，不是吗？
Amen.